Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Motley Crue's Tommy Lee and the woman suing him over an alleged 2003 sexual assault are battling it out in court over her medical records. According to court documents obtained by RadarOnline.com, Lee believes the accuser should be forced to produce her medical and mental health information. Doe argued that she should not be forced to produce the records to her alleged assailant of sexual assault and battery before such time it is certain that her claims will proceed. She said she shouldn't have to turn over the records until Lee files his answer to the complaint or the judge makes a ruling on several of her claims. In response, Lee said he vehemently and categorically denies Doe's bogus allegations. He said he was entitled to view the medical records due to Doe claiming emotional distress. He said he needs the records to prepare for Doe's deposition. His lawyer said Lee had a right to defend himself against Doe's baseless and offensive allegations. The judge is yet to rule. Last year, Lee was sued by a woman who claimed he sexually assaulted her on a helicopter. In her lawsuit, the accuser, who filed the case using the pseudonym Jane Doe, said the incident happened in February 2003. Doe said she was friends with the male helicopter pilot who invited her on a tour of San Diego. The accuser said when she showed up, Lee was with her friend. In court documents, Doe claimed she was told the plans had changed. She said she felt pressured to get on the helicopter. While in the air, Doe claimed Lee and the pilot started drinking and using drugs, specifically weed and cocaine. Doe said the two men told her to come to the cockpit and sit on Lee's lap. The woman said she sat on Lee, but he immediately forced himself on her. The lawsuit accused Lee of groping Doe and kissing her without consent. Doe said the rock star digitally penetrated her while touching her body. Doe claimed Lee pulled down his pants and attempted to force her head down. The woman said Lee hugged her after they landed and went on his way. The accuser said the pilot did not speak to her on the way back to San Diego. Doe said she was shocked and humiliated by the experience. She admitted not calling the police but said it was out of fear nobody would believe her story. Doe said she experiences anxiety, depression, and PTSD as a result of the incident. Her lawsuit demanded unspecified damages.
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.